We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com. And you smile.
Captain Jack will get you high tonight. We've gotten a lot of good answers here today. Take it to your special island. Captain Jack will get you by. There's still some big jacks that have not been said on our show today. Got 1 hour till 10. You can win the $100 gift card. We need the ultimate jack. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to Mel Kiper's big board as he has released how he ranks the players one through, you know, whatever the heck he goes to. Obviously, Eagles would pick 22. All right, Sixers and the Knicks tonight. What are you laughing at over there, Richie? You got something on your mind?
Nothing, man.
Is it a play on words?
I think it was our conversation in between.
No, it was nothing. I don't know should not go and get to it.
Was it sexual in nature?
It was just stuff that you were just saying, the way that we had just led.
Off air or on
no,
air?
No, it was on air. It was what you just said, and I don't know, I was being childish inside my own head.
Okay.
Just really dumb stuff.
I think I know what
dumb,
you're saying.
Dumb
okay,
stuff.
Okay, fair enough. That's fine.
But if you had a chance to listen... So bad.
Okay, I sort of get what you're.
All right. Yeah. I'll talk to you about it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. I think it's pretty well understood. Let's go to Jake in Delco. Hello, hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Jake.
I got a child next to me here, Jake. You know, he's like,
hey, I have a new show, by the way. Ooh. If we have any, I really am liking a new show.
What's the name of that show?
And it's not the show that you like. I've stopped watching the show that you like.
What show's that?
The West Wing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should get back to it.
I should, but it's because I love a new show.
Well, what's the name of
the
it?
The Pitbulls and Parolees show.
Okay.
Great show.
Really?
Yeah, nonstop.
Great show.
It really tugs the heart.
Oh, it does.
Wow. But and there's a lot of them.
I'll put it on the list.
Season after season after season. Joe.
These people are beautiful people.
I'm guessing it's not Joe's type of show, right?
No. My gosh.
Get Pitbulls in
there
the title.
There could not be a show that Joe would be
Pitbulls?
Less interested
what did you think
in.
It was, what do you think it was about?
I have no idea. Just...
Pitbulls and Parolees.
Yeah. Well, it had to do with Pitbulls.
I'm taking it off the list.
Now
all right,
together. You, Joe.
Jake, go ahead, buddy. What do you got for us?
Just thinking about Joel Embiid and this whole, you know, Groundhog Day like everybody else is. And I'm thinking about what a true Philly sports fan really is. And I think a Philly sports fan is a tough father, but not an abusive one. And I think sometimes I hear an abusive father when people talk about Joel Embiid.
Here's where things get so tough to know. We don't know whether he's damaging his knee by playing. Or if he just has a low pain tolerance and I mean
we don't know if he's injured.
Yeah, we don't know if he's injured.
We don't know if he went and got fixed and then re-injured again after that surgery and the 2 months of rehab.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know, so it's hard to definitively say, but there's a history of I think both legitimate injury and legitimate
toughness.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. And some of that, people make the Jimmy Butler comp and they say, you know, he's not Jimmy Butler. But, okay, well, with Jimmy Butler, I think some of that he was born with, something that Joel doesn't have. So Joel has to try twice as hard to get to the same spot.
I agree.
Maybe.
And I see Joel trying this year
Jake,
more
I
than
think
he ever has.
It is a great example because we just saw Jimmy Butler go out and play three quarters of a game against our Sixers with a messed up MCL. You know, that is a painful injury. He said nothing about it. I mean, he stayed down on the court for a little bit, but he got back up and played the rest of the game. And now he's unable to play. You know, that's something that Joel it wouldn't work that way with Joel.
I agree. Jake, give me an answer for a great Jack. All right, Jake's got nothing there. Let's talk to Adrian. Adrian, you're on WIP. Adrian.
Yo, I'm on the radio. Hey, listen. So my whole thing with Embiid, at this point in this stage of his career, he has to know his body. Like, he can't make these moves that he know. Like, his body can't take these type of moves. He threw it off the glass. He said he threw it off the glass, went in there, laid it up. He went in there and dunked it, down his knee is hurt. So at some point, man, he has to know that we need him to win this thing. So he got to know his body. Like, he really got to know his body. He can't put himself in these positions where as though.
Adrian, you know, the problem is when you get surgery, like, it's hard to know how your body's going to respond, how it's going to feel when you go up and lay it off the backboard and try to dunk it again. When you haven't done that for a while and you now have a knee that was opened up and then closed up again and they fix something in there, you don't know the way it'll respond.
Well, you got to understand, I play ball. I'm an athlete. I know my body. I know what I can and I can't do. Mm-hmm. At this stage, he has to know that. The greats know that type of stuff. So
you would think after 2 months of rehab, he would have a better feel than he does.
I will say this, though, also, Adrian. I mean, you got to try some stuff. I mean, it was an incredible move. Second, he had lost his dribble, meaning he couldn't dribble. He was in some traffic. I think the shot clock was kind of winding down. I mean, it's tough to ask a guy playing basketball not to play basketball. I mean,
you know, he do the Euro steps. He do all this stuff that big men and his size and his, like, you can't do because you have a history of being injured. So
I know.
At some point, man, you gotta think out of the box. Like,
Adrian, then I hear you. I hear you. But then the flip side is, if Joel tries 80% of what he would normally be capable of, are you going to win the series? And I would say the answer is no. Like, he can't play so cautious that then he's not that good.
No, I'm not saying playing so cautious, but I'm saying he was playing 80% prior to that move. He had 18 points. You know what I mean? He came back playing cautious. When he came back, he was scoring 30s on everybody. Like, he was still killing. Yeah. He'd still be dominant. He's still going to be dominant, but you just can't do some of the stuff that you used to do when you was younger.
Well,
I mean,
you're probably right. Adrian, give me a great answer for it, Jack.
Oh, man, Jack, ASS.
That's funny.
That's outstanding,
Adrian. That was phenomenal.
That was good.
That really tickled him, didn't it?
That was good.
So, John, when you played fullback, and I'm guessing the answer is going to be no, but I'll ask you, did you ever not try to do everything because you knew you had to protect your body a certain way?
No. I knew. I mean, I can't tell you how many games, how many practices I had to adjust the way I was playing because I was injured in some way.
But you
I
still,
think everyone who was playing.
But did you still try to do everything?
Yeah.
Ben, did you ever pull back? Did you ever not throw the ball as hard as second base because you were trying to protect your arm?
No.
Or?
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine that. Like, I mean, not throwing as hard as you could.
That's what the last caller is asking Joel to do, to not try his hardest at whatever to protect himself.
He's got a good point, though. Adrian had a great point in the fact that he has to know his body. You got to know what you can and can't do. I'm not going to go home and put three plates on each side and try and bench press 315.
Well, let me ask you this.
I can't do it.
Let's say he's in traffic. Forget where he stood the other day when he pulled that thing off the backboard, which was amazing, you know, like 8 feet out, 10 feet out, whatever he was. Let's say he's in traffic and there's one or two guys and he's 2 feet from the basket. Is he allowed to try to go dunk it?
Why not?
Well, because the other day when he dunked it, apparently, I didn't know this until the other day, it was the first time he had dunked the ball since he came back like 2.5 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they said. They said it was the first time he dunked the ball. So I guess he had been trying to not try as hard as elevate, extend, whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want to. And I don't want to say try as hard as, because you guys know he was trying to be smart and pick his spots. So Seltzer, he's
protect his body.
But how much does he have to elevate? He's 7 foot tall.
Well, let's say you got Mitchell Robinson there, who's a good shot blocker, and he's a pretty big guy. Like, is he allowed to go up and try to dunk it? I mean, I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking John.
That's a great question. Like, how far do you really have to dunk when you're 7'2"? How far do you have to jump to dunk?
But if the other guy's going to block your shot, you might want to go up with some force. So, John, if you're advising Joel before the game to dunk or not to dunk.
Look, I'm advising Joel to go out there and forget that you feel like you might be hurt. Forget that the knee feels wonky because you got a brace on there. You've got to start thinking about that like it's fixed, because it is.
But it might not be. Because I go back to the knee buckle in game 81, and that was not good.
Yeah, well, look, when we get into this discussion, everyone's going to be...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We heard every second of every game because they've gone out and... Yeah, but at some point, you just have to let him go and be and play and, you know, get beat up a little bit and see how he bounces back.
Yeah,
we just got to let go and hope, I guess.
I'm frustrated.
Me too.
215-592-9494. More phone calls here coming up in 1 minute's time. Actually, no. Let me just keep it here right now. All right, let's go to Tony. Tony's calling from West Philadelphia. Good morning, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Steph. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Tony.
I actually, at the end of my comment, I do have a good jack for you.
Okay.
But I want to say this. I hear about the Eagles moving up to get a corner. They're crazy. The Eagles got 9 picks. If you can assess talent properly, all the picks you need are right there. You don't have to make any moves. And I'm going to tell you, if they need a stud receiver, Keon Coleman is going to be sitting there for them. I'll take him first. But my number one pick overall in this draft, I want y'all to play scout for a minute. I wanted you to look up Jabbar Muhammad highlights. You guys are much younger than me, but there was a Daryl Green who was from the Redskins, who was the best cover corner.
We know Daryl Green.
We're
aware. Okay. I know you guys are young, right?
We're not that young.
Okay. He's a more physical Daryl Green. He's not listed to get drafted. In all 7 mocks, everybody in their mocks, and when you look at him, please do that. Jabbar Muhammad, when you see him, he's the best cornerback up, better than Kool-Aid McKinstry, better than Wiggins from Clemson. He's the most physical, best cover cornerback. They need to get him, and then they can add all the other pieces. But I'm going to get Jalen Hurts a piece and Keon Coleman, and I'm going to get that cornerback. And then I let all the other pieces fall in place. And my jack for you, I told you y'all young, Jack the Ripper.
Has already been said. Give us a different one.
I don't know a different one. I'm stuck.
You don't have another jack? You can't pivot to another jack?
No,
that's it.
I'm old, man. That's the one I had.
Right, Tony. Tony, good hearing from you, pal. Appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. To Anthony. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Guys, great show. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Anthony.
So, is anyone secretly rooting for the trio from Villanova, DiVincenzo, Hart, and Brunson?
No.
Well,
No, but I'm not rooting against them, so to speak. Like, I get what you're kind of putting down there.
I am for the next couple games.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting against them.
Absolutely.
Well, 100%. I'm rooting against their team. I'm not rooting against them, if you get the
distinction. That is semantics
is
of the highest order.
I want the Knicks. Listen, I'll tell you this, Anthony. If the Knicks win the series, I'll probably root for them the rest of the way.
I hear you. So, I mean, they brought us so much joy, these guys, like, growing up watching them, like, years back.
Yeah.
I can't – and I look at our team, and I look at, like, Tobias Harris, who's such a mutt, when I tell you. I play ball, and in basketball, there's closers. We need a closer. We got these guys from Villanova. They're looking to close. I got a question for you guys. Do we have a closer? Do you think Embiid – is a closer to close out a game when you're playing ball and you're like, yo, we need a bucket here. Like, if all the great teams, Jordan, Bird, we knew great things were going
to
happen.
Anthony, to be fair, Jalen Brunson's the only one the Knicks have. And by the way, as much as I love him, he's not like the greatest closer. I mean, he's still a small guard that in crunch time this year, probably the weakest element of his game this year has been last second shots, final 30-second shots in the fourth quarter.
Embiid, you think you feel confident that he's going to close out these games in big moments?
No,
I have a jack for you, by the way.
No, I don't feel confident.
Yeah, exactly. So what do we do? Why am I?
But
even
I'm saying, but no,
them?
No. But Anthony, what I'm saying is, let's not elevate Josh Hart, who I'm a fan of, to, you know, Scottie Pippen status.
No, well, can I tell you, Josh Hart the other night, did you see his passion? Like, he wanted the ball. He hit, like, I've never seen any of the Sixers, like, close out a game and have that passion and intensity. Like, a Josh Hart does, that's not even a closer.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
It's, like, insane. I got a Jack that's going to win this thing.
Sure.
He's intelligent. He's tough as nails. He's humble. Jack Ryan.
Oh. Jack Ryan, yeah. That's another one. So there's been the new Jack Ryan over the last...
And I haven't watched any of the new Jack Ryan.
I like
Ryan.
It.
Pretty good.
The first one was outstanding. The second...
First one was great.
First one was really... I mean, it set really high expectations.
Yeah. I got to get back to the third one. I watched, like, first half of the first episode.
I did
episode.
The same thing.
I got it on my list. I'm like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. So the original Jack Ryan stuff with...
Kaczynski, right?
Yeah, Kaczynski now.
Alec Baldwin and then Harrison Ford.
Correct. Yeah. They were good movies. They really were.
The Hunt for Red October is one of the greatest movies ever.
Tremendous. Let's go to Bill in Bethlehem. Hi, Bill. Billy. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Bill.
Great show. I love it. And I wanted to call it... first of all, Sixers, I feel a lot more confident with Nick Nurse as head coach to make some adjustments in this next game than Doc.
Well, I do too, but I tell you what, Bill, he did two things the other day really bad.
Yeah,
really bad. He overplayed Tobias, and he did not have them fouling in the final 30 seconds. I mean, that
I
was.
I thought he was. I thought they were trying, and they weren't calling it.
A half-assed attempt
Horrible.
To foul
Horrible.
By multiple Sixers.
Quarter-ass.
That's probably
I think they were being told to foul, and they did a terrible job of it.
It wasn't, and they weren't calling it.
Yeah.
But I have confidence he'll make adjustments. But I also want to share a compelling story about Joe Pellegrino.
Yes.
Years ago, I was in a golf outing, a charity golf outing. I got paired with another guy, and there's better two to show up. We're on the very first hole, and we're near the green. His cart comes screaming out. Guy gets out of the cart and says, I'm going to be joining you guys. And he introduces himself. He goes, my name is Joe Pellegrino.
That's great.
Oh, my God. My heart just stopped. I mean, as a kid, you know, watching news, everything was about Joe Pellegrino. Let me tell you something. He was a compliment to humanity, that man.
Wow.
He was just such a gentleman. And he made me feel like I was the celebrity.
That's nice, man. That's really nice. Well, I was saddened over the weekend, Bill, to see that he passed away the last few days. But I was a big fan as well growing up. I mean, he was he was a great sportscaster.
Yeah, he was. And I did have a Jack, by the way, Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
That's another big answer right there. 215-592-9494. All right, Ben, let's get a Phillies point or two in here because, you know, we've been all over the place on the Sixers stuff. But what concerns you the most as of right now? Because there's very little on the concerning side. What would it be?
Probably Castellanos.
Yeah.
And he had a great night on Saturday night. Like, he looked good. He was staying behind the ball. And yesterday, he just didn't have another good game.
It was disappointing to see that after Saturday.
Yeah, because he was the only guy in the lineup yesterday that did not have a hit.
Yeah.
It's a little concerning. Do I think he'll – I mean, this guy – the problem that I have, he said he needed to change some things. This guy had over 100 RBIs last year, hit 29 home runs or whatever it was, and was an all-star. Why do you have to change anything?
Ben, they had a clip in the pregame where they were showing a side-by-side of his stance at the plate where he was almost turned around. Like, he almost had his back strangely turned to the ball. Like, he was turned too far.
Right.
How do you get turned around at the plate?
He's
that
just trying
much?
To find something that's more consistent.
I mean,
the bottom line, they need him to hit.
Ben, have you ever heard of a good player or an average player taking 21 games to get an extra base hit? I mean, this year, for those that don't know, he was the last player in baseball of qualified players. Like, those that had enough at-bats to qualify for what you call the batting crown chase and all that. So, if everyone that had a lot of at-bats, he was the last player to get an extra base hit.
That surprised me.
Ben.
He hit that triple,
21 games.
I know.
21 games to get an extra base hit.
It's been a struggle for him.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah. But he continues to work. He continues to work, and he continues to try to get better. The bottom line is they need him to hit. They need him to be more consistent, obviously.
Man, I feel worried that the hit that Saturday night, like, they weren't pitching him in the low and away spot almost. You know, if they pitch him inside, I've seen him get hits. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gotten hits when they go inside. Bad teams aren't able to pitch him where he can't hit it. Is that what we're seeing? Him going up against bad pitching, that's the only reason why he got on.
Well, that could
I
be
don't
part
know
of it.
The answer.
Yeah, that could
but
be.
But, man, it's been so horrendous, and I don't understand why he can't do better, Ben. Why he can't do a better job and just be disciplined.
Well, it's got to be in his head at this point, right?
Yeah, I think part of it is mental. He doesn't let on that it is, but I would say Castellanos and Sir Anthony worries me a little bit.
What do you make
of
Sir Anthony? What do you make of Stott having kind of a down year?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Just early going.
Yeah, I just think he's in a funk right now.
Yep.
He'll be fine.
I agree with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.